Our scripture reading this morning is in Psalm 148. I'm doing a series on the web with the pastor's thoughts, and we've been looking at Ecclesiastes every week. I take part of Ecclesiastes. We're now all the way up to chapter 6, so it's a very wonderful teaching. And when I get done with Ecclesiastes, I'm going to start doing the Psalms. And I always thought that was really cool. People would pass out a New Testament, and then they would include the Psalms and Proverbs, not the whole Old Testament, because Psalms and Proverbs has a very important part of the way we get edified in our faith. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him from the skies. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all the armies of heaven. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all your twinkling stars. Praise Him, skies above. Praise Him, vapors high above the cloud. Let every created thing give praise to the Lord. For He issued His command and they came into being. He established them forever and ever, and His orders will never be revoked. Praise the Lord from the earth, you creatures of the ocean depth, fire and hail, snow and storm, wind and weather that obey Him, mountains and all the hills, the fruit trees and all the cedars, wild animals and all livestock, reptiles and birds, kings of the earth and all people, rulers and judge of the earth, young men and maidens, old men and children, let them all praise the name of the Lord, for His name is very, very great. His glory towers over the earth and heaven. He has made His people strong, honoring them, His godly ones, the people of Israel who are close to Him. Praise the Lord. May God add His blessings to the reading and hearing and the understanding of Psalm 148.